want to thank you again. It is a privilege. It is a privilege to pastor this church. It's different. This doesn't mean it's better. It's just different. It's weird at times. It's odd at times. But I just continue to see God work over and over. I can't help it. We can't help to continue to see God work over and over. And it is amazing to when you really read Scripture and you begin to start to understand Scripture and you start to experience it, such as Scriptures you have not because you ask not. And when you find out that when you ask the Lord and He gives it to you, it is an amazing peace that God continues to answer prayer over and over and over. And it's because your faith in, it's our faith in Him and continually to obey Him, not impress. I'm not here to impress you at all. I'm not here to win you over to be a great friend of mine. I'm here to preach God's word and love you as a person, to love you as a brother and sister in Christ, that the ones that are part of the family of God. And if you don't know Christ, I'm here to love you and show you, to love you enough to share the hope that we have as believers, the rest of us, that our hope is in the Lord. So New Life needs to continue to share the gospel. Whoever's standing in this pulpit, I have good, strong faith and confidence in the guys that come up here and preach God's word, that they are going to share the gospel and they are going to love, even when they may not feel loved back, that we're going to do that. But I can speak for all of us. Yes, there are three Phils and myself, and we love the Lord, and our wives do too. And ministry can be hard. Ministry can be lonely at times. But also ministry is very rewarding. It is very fulfilling. It is very challenging. But I wouldn't want to be doing anything. I thought in life earlier, I thought I would want to be doing other things. But when God calls you to something and you do what He calls you to do, there's nothing else that you would rather do. So that is my spiel. Thank you for allowing me to be the pastor here since we first started 22 years ago. In Scott's house, Scott and Deb's house. And we have grown, and God has done so many amazing things. And some of you have been there since way back when, and I still appreciate all your friendship and your prayers and all those, and your partnership in the gospel and partnership to continue to allow New Life to be your church home. All right. We good? We got a dog. Okay. All right, so we're going to be in John chapter 15 today. I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about it for a minute. Have you ever been disappointed in? Have you ever been disappointed in the Lord not giving you something that you wanted, or maybe taking away something that you had? Have you ever been disappointed in your walk in the Lord, where you're like, wow? My walk as a believer, because sometimes when we come, we share the gospel, people receive it, and then their road with Christ begins, and it isn't all this, everything is laid out all great and neat, and we have no problems. The thing is, you're going to have problems, but the difference is now you have Christ to help you through those problems. But we struggle with understanding and knowing. We think that maybe the dark side, the demonic side is always attacking. We think maybe that we're not good enough because something didn't last for us and ministry didn't last long for us. We think that, that we feel like failures at times, and we feel like maybe the Lord would never pick me for something. I want to share with you some scripture today that Jesus is sharing with His disciples. Can be kind of a tough lesson, but it is a lesson that if you're a believer, you are going to go through this in some way or another. You're just going to. And so let's go ahead and we're going to read this. I'm going to break it down a little bit today. So we're going to be in John chapter 15. And I'm going to read the first verse there. It says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vineyard keeper. Today we're going to talk about pruning. Today we're going to talk about pruning. Father, Lord, we want to again thank you for the opportunity just to come into this place, to come in to worship you, to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, to fellowship with people, and we thank you for fellowship. We come into this place also today, Lord, to sing songs and to worship you through praise and the worship through music. And we pray, Father, Lord, that you receive that with a glad heart. Father, now we come to this time where we share your word. May it come off of my lips and through me, Lord, in the way that you would see fit, that we can take it and eat it as spiritual food today, that we might grow in our walk with you and have that nourishment of your scriptures, that we be well fed this morning. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. So Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. So we see the vineyard keeper is the Lord. It is God and the vine. They're looking at this whole thing as vineyards, that Jesus is the vine. I do want to jump down to verse. If you see me squinting, I had left my Bible, which is a big font Bible. It is at home on my counter with all my notes, but I have a Bible that's upstairs and it is very small. So I'm squinting for it. And this is the way it is. I'm sorry about that. But he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So here it is in verse 1 and verse 5. It explains who and what these things are. So the true vine is Jesus. The vineyard keeper is God. And we are the branches. We are growing off. We have been engrafted. You read the book of Romans. We've been engrafted into the family of God. We are part of that vine. We are part of that vine. Branches come off the vine. And so here it is that the Lord wants things to grow. Okay? We got that. So if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, God wants you to grow. He wants you to grow in your walk with Him. He wants you to grow in all the things that He has for you. Now, He doesn't tell you right out the gate when you have salvation, or even sometimes 3 or 5 years down the road of your discipleship with the Lord and you're walking with Him. He doesn't always tell you what He's going to use you for. He doesn't always tell you what's coming around the corner. I don't think we are always ready for it. Sometimes we're not sure what's down 5 years down the road, but right now, he just said, let's talk about today. Sometimes He does give us those ends, but not always. But He says this, I am the true vine, and my Father, He says, is the vineyard keeper. He's the boss. Okay? Now, some of you right now do not like a boss. You may not like your boss where you work at. Some of us have this rebellious spirit in our life where we don't even like a boss. We didn't even like our parents telling us what to do. Well, let me just tell you, when you come to Jesus, He's the boss. God is the boss. God's the boss. And you know what? Whether you think so or not, He is the boss. Because we are His creation. Okay? So, can we all admit today that we all have a boss? We all have a boss. And my job is to listen to the boss. Okay? Ooh, I know some of that just like, nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me what to do. Well, yes, there is. And Jesus is going to explain a couple of things that's going to be pretty tough. He says, every branch, now branch is us, right? Every branch, a branch is a person. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, He removes. He cuts off. Every branch, every branch produces. Everything that is produced. Now, if you look at it as yourself, you have branches off yourself. Everything that isn't working and works for the Lord and this doesn't edify God and it doesn't lift up Christ, everything in those parts of life, He's going to start pruning off. He's going to start pruning off. He's going to start pruning. He's going to start pruning. You see, sometimes God prunes people. He prunes people. We see that here. Do you know sometimes God prunes churches? Sometimes He prunes churches. And we'll talk about that here just a little bit. But every branch in me that does not produce fruit, He removes. You see, there are sometimes people that have caused problems in churches, and sometimes God just cuts them out. Time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Sometimes they linger longer. If you know anything about landscaping, you know anything about pruning roses, you know those you need to cut those dead branches off. If you don't, it's going to stunt the growth. It's going to stunt the growth. Not everybody who started with New Life is still here. Not that they were bad people, but not everybody who started with New Life is here. Some people we have lost because of life. They have passed on into glory. But right now, He says this, He does not produce fruit, He removes. And He prunes every branch that produces fruit so that will produce more fruit. So here's the thing. The Lord says, here He is, going to prune those dead branches, but also the branches that look really beautiful, that look really good. And so what that looks like is that when things are not good and things that are not good for your life and your walk with the Lord, God's going to prune those things off. He's going to want to take those off so that you can start producing some good fruit. He wants you to produce fruit. Fruit is your lifestyle. Fruit is the Galatians. It is the kindness and the humbleness and humility and the patience and all the things, the love. It's all there that's lifted, and how you live, that live your life for Christ, that you are good fruit on this earth. And your life shows it by your actions and how you live your life, that good fruit is a part of you on your branch of your life, that there's good fruit. And God expects that from us. But even when we have fruit and it looks good, He says He prunes every branch that produces fruit. But that's what I'm supposed to be doing, producing fruit. Yet He's going to come up and He's going to snip some things off. And He does that. But there's a reason, so that it produces more fruit. You ever take a look at some roses and you cut them off, and sometimes you're looking at the roses and you're just like, oh, I've got to cut these dead ones off here for a minute. But also sometimes you're like, well, I'm here. I'm going to cut these nice, beautiful ones off. And people have said, why are you cutting those off? Why are you cutting the beautiful ones off as well? Because you know, if you prune roses, it isn't going to be long probably that those are going to fall. Those are going to fall right behind too. Within about the week you leave, they're going to, so you don't have to come back. You're just going to prune it all. Because you know what happens if you don't prune roses, it starts to choke out one another. The branches choke out one another, and then it's hard for it to grow. And so here we find these vines, and we find these branches. I mean, these branches that the Lord is going to cut. So sometimes the Lord is going to do some things in your life that doesn't feel good. Like you're doing a ministry, and the Lord says, you know what? I'm going to prune that ministry. I'm going to take that ministry out of your life right now. And people get very upset when the Lord removes a piece of fruit like that. I've been doing it for 10 years. I've been doing it for 20 years. Why would the Lord want to cut that out of my life? Here's the thing, that you might produce more fruit. You see, it isn't that you do what you want to do in ministry and in the church. You do what the Lord has called you to do. There's a difference. You don't do the things that are always safe to do. You do the things where the Lord's put it in your heart to do. So many people want to do what they want to do, but we need to do what the Lord wants us to do. Which makes it a lot easier when He does prune, saying, you know what? I serve. That's what I do. I serve. The Lord wants me to serve here. I serve here. As for 2 years, serve to 2 years and do whatever else He wants you to do. But He's going to prune some good things that you're going to feel that, oh, I wasn't worth it. I knew He was going to take it away. I knew I wasn't doing very good. I knew that I wasn't worthy of doing that. But the thing is, the Lord will prune it even when you're doing good. And it doesn't make sense in the moment. But as we grow and we are discipled and we become that more of that disciple in Christ, we begin to understand it's not about what we want to do. It's not about how good we are at something. It's about doing what He wants us to do. And there's no better thing to be an obedient and follow the will of the Lord. That's where we got to cut off some of the things. And He wants to continue to sometimes cut off good things in your life so that He can get you in that spot where you finally get to the moment where you say, yes, You are the boss, not me. Yes, I can do. I don't like the color red, but I can do it in red, Lord. Now, there are things that the Lord is probably not going to, if you can't sing, He's probably not going to call you to sing and lead music. If you can't play a piano, He's not going to come up and call you to play the piano unless you know how to play that. But it's those things that you're really good at. Sometimes He says, you're done with that for a minute. But we don't like that. Oh, we don't like that at all. We don't like that at all. But also God prunes things out of our life that we think are not only good, but He also prunes those things that He wants to remove. Sometimes He prunes your relationships. Folks, sometimes He can prune finances. If money looks like it's getting ready to become a god and an idol, the Lord has no problem of cutting that to get you to not look at that, but to look at Him. And I will tell you, the Lord does not prune godly marriages. Not pruning marriage. He prunes dating. He prunes people in your life. It's not safe. People that can get, you have a tendency to follow, and they're living in sinful life, and it's dragging you down a road that is not giving honor to God. God will want to prune some of those relationships in your life, and sometimes He does that by convicting you. Sometimes He does that by completely removing people completely away. But He says, I am the vine, in verse 5, you are the branches. And the one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. And this is what He wants. He wants us to produce fruit. But it doesn't say just fruit. He says much fruit. So sometimes we're just, well, I'm just happy doing my little class, or I'm just happy doing this, or I'm just happy doing that. But He wants us to produce much fruit. And the much fruit isn't just about serving and working, those kind of things. It's about living out in the world, being the light that God's called you to be, being and producing that fruit and goodness when the world is so dark. Man, it's so dark right now. It's very dark and very heavy, what's going on in our country and the world. But when you live out the spiritual gifts that God's given to you, you live out the fruits of the Spirit, and you go out and you live and you let the light of Jesus shine through you, that's producing fruit. That's good fruit in darkness. And people see that. But you can't do any of that without the Lord. You can't produce good fruit without God. You just can't do it. The system He made is this. You can't do anything good for the Lord unless you do it through the Lord. And He allows you, you allow Him to work through you. So we went to the summit, which is our Baptist thing in Indianapolis the last couple of days, me, Carla, and Phil and Savannah. And I put out a text later on. I've been to these things for 20 years, and never have I seen someone that can get up there and sing a song. And it was just a kid in college. I think she's just her first year in college. And she sang a song, and she put all of her heart in it. She put all of her soul in it. She put all of her passion in it. But all of her spirit was in it. And she didn't care who was there. She was just praising the Lord, and she was doing it. And I said, man, it took me 22 years. Because so many people will come up and do a performance. And they had, some of them had greater voices than she had. She had a good voice, I'll tell you. But I'm telling you what, I was moved. I texted a couple of people. I said, listen, that's the way a conference should be. You want to walk away from a conference feeling encouraged? That was truly worship. There are a lot of good singers in this world. God's looking at the heart. He is looking at the heart. Not at the talent. And sometimes the Lord will produce or will prune what you think is so good and what you're really good at. And you can't do it without Him. And if anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown aside like a branch and he withers, that they grow, that they gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. And here we're talking about, what's that with a branch being into the punishment, whatever. It's kind of like almost like Judas. Someone that comes to church but doesn't have that relationship with God the way that it's supposed to be. You see, Judas knew Jesus, but he didn't have Jesus. He saw Jesus work, but Jesus didn't work in him. He didn't let Jesus work in him. You see, there are people that come to church year after year after year, and you can do all kinds of things, serve, sing, do all those things. But if He is not here, then you're just as lost as those that are out there not even trying. Because you can't earn your way in a relationship with God. You can't purchase your way. You can't work your way. You can't show your talent and think you're good enough. It's only a relationship with Jesus Christ that allows a man or woman to come to Christ and have that relationship. He says in verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. I want to tell you, we've experienced the power of that scripture What do I mean when I say we experience the power, people can experience the power of that scripture? It's not all apostolic, it's not all Pentecostal or Holy Spiritual or anything like that. It just says, Jesus says, very simply, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask what you want and it will be done for you. Basically, he's just saying, if you remain in me, we're doing this, you're letting me work in, you ask and I'm going to provide for you. Sometimes it is no. But folks, let's quit saying that so many times he says no. So many times he says yes. So many times he says yes. There are so many testimonies in this place. There are so many testimonies of what God has done and what we have asked for. And then he says, my Father is glorified by this. This is the key to me, to the whole thing. That you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciples. What do I mean by this is the key to me, the whole thing, is this. That God is glorified. That God is glorified. Let me ask you a question. Is your life glorifying God right now? Does your life glorify God right now? Because that's what Jesus is talking about. My Father is glorified by this. This is what glorifies God. Here it is, two things. That you produce much fruit. What fruit is in your life that comes out of God? What fruit is coming off of your life? And the second part is that you prove to be my disciples. Are you wanting and having a desire to grow as a believer? If you do, fruit produces off of that, even comes off of that. So I want to bring it down to where we can really understand it. What does it really mean to be pruned? Sometimes you want to go to a certain college and the Lord says no. There was two times I tried to attend seminary. Two times. Got started. And then a father has a heart attack. Couldn't do it then. Got to help in the business. Can't do it. Second time. All right, I'm going to plunge. I'm going to push forward. Going to push forward. Then he has this mini stroke thing that he had. Two times. And I go to the Lord. Lord, I really want it. See, a lot of churches wouldn't even have me in a place because I don't have all the seminary pieces. But it does make me have to study super hard on my own. But the Lord says, no, Jimmy. You're going to work hard this. You're going to do it a different way. So that I get the glory for it. So that you don't have doctor behind your name. And you don't, not that those things are bad, but that you don't have doctors, masters, all that stuff behind your name. Because I want to show, I want to use nobodies to show everyone that I'm a somebody. I'm telling you, this church will probably put in more. This church, I don't want to say this church, but I'm telling you, what we do collectively, what we do, the Lord's going to do close to $600,000 that's going to come through here. And it sure didn't come from my pocket, and it sure didn't come from your pocket. There are a dozen churches here in this community that continues to give funding for the ministries that we do. God didn't choose. I got great friends that are doctors and masters, all that, and so many of them. And I love them and all those things, and they know where I am. And there's been a couple of them that said, brother, you saved yourself $80,000. That's all you did. One of my close friends is a doctor, and he said, Jimmy, let me tell you something. I learned more from the military than I did from seminary. Not that seminary is a bad thing. We've even thought about it here the last couple of years. Well, Lord, I don't want to do that. But the Lord says, no. My grace is sufficient for you. It's going to be okay for you. I want to show myself on how powerful I am to someone that has no education, that is not in a $5 million church. You know, churches today cost $2 million to build, decent size, $3 million. We're in one block from the courthouse, and I love being here. This isn't even a job. This is a calling. I feel it. I love what I do. But God pruned that out of my life. Not going to happen. And when I tried it, He cut it out. I didn't know why. I didn't like it. I kind of dug. I like digging into that stuff. I did. I like digging into it. And now I will tell you that pruning can be hard at times. Pruning can be hard. When we had our campuses in Fort Wayne and Columbia City, some people think those were wrong. I still believe, and you get into a deep conversation with me, I believe that they were the right thing at the right timing at that moment. Some things had happened, whatever, but I believe God pruned those. And I didn't like that. But I want to tell you, I learned more as a pastor in those 2 years than I did any other time about leadership. So God prunes. God prunes some things. Some of our ministries, He's pruned. Some of our people, He's pruned. In my own personal life, He has pruned. He cuts off dead things in my life, and He also cuts off things I thought were beautiful. But He did it so that we grow more fruit. To grow more fruit. How many of you like oranges? That's a fruit. How many of you like pears? Where's my pear people? There's always less pear people. Apples are always more. But the Lord didn't say, He just said fruit. I don't get to pick if I'm a pear. I don't get to pick if I'm an orange. I just have to do what He's called me to be, what He's called me to be. I want to share something that is very important to us right now. That pruning is happening in our church right now. Pruning is happening in our church right now. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be thankful for this pruning. Although I'm like, oh, but I know through scriptures it tells me that he prunes the fruit so that we'll bear more fruit. Sometimes you're like, how? But the Lord is pruning. You see, we have too many fiddles here. And let me bring it down to you. We have too many. A church this size doesn't usually need this many pastors. So the Lord is pruning one of our families here. He is pruning one that I'm like, oh, it is, but I also know that we're going to be a part of it. So 2 Wednesday nights ago, we had Phil Marlowe was preaching, and he had to preach something with Elijah and Elisha. And I saw Phil Fisher move from the back, and I like, boom, I knew exactly what it was. And later on, I found out that I actually knew exactly what it was. The Lord just gave us that spirit of the peace. So Phil comes down, does his praying piece, and he comes to me and says, the Lord wants me to start a church. So anyway, what will happen is how that happened is the way God wanted it to go. 2 minutes, you don't usually, a church our size does not usually have this many pastors. I'm going to say it now. There have been a couple of churches, and I smacked their hands trying to reach in and grab one of these fills. And I slapped their hands back because I'm not going to let a person prune, right? Not going to let a person prune But we'll let the Lord prune, and the Lord is pruning, saying, I'm calling out Phil and Ashley, and Carla doesn't like it. There's others that may not like it. And so I'm sure they are going to plant in Fort Wayne on the south, center, southeast, somewhere south side of town. And that's the area where Phil grew up, wrestling coach, all that stuff. And a diversity church, which I love, my old neighborhood. But what that looks like for us is in the pruning process of it. Within the next year, there'll be a church. I say the name of your church. The church is New Song Community Church. It's not going to be a campus. It's going to be a church like when we started. So we will be the sending church. So the Lord's going to allow us to be the sending church of this new church birth. And so what does that look like? Well, what does that look like is they're going to go out and do exactly what we did. And I'm going to say, you all know that what that was? Lots of prayer. But they've already been in the works. They have a lot more help than we did in the beginning. Praise the Lord. Some people to walk with you guys. We've already introduced them to some. We're going to be able to help them with the experience that we have. We're going to be the sending church. And they're going to be there in the south side of Fort Wayne. The other things that's going to happen is they hold a lot of positions in this church, and they're going to need to be filled. And we're going to be praying that the Lord will bring forth, you know, we're going to need a new music leader up here. So I'm going to be praying for that, and we're going to go forward with that. So that's a branch that the Lord will bring back, and it'll bloom. And there's things that Phil does. He's on two of our boards. They're both on our staff. But also Phil does a fusion group. He also does a life group Sunday school class. They do a lot. So, and our church is already tapped out. A lot of people are tapped out already. So we'll be praying. This is why we've been praying for that the church will grow. So we're going to need some people to do. We got some people that can do music. We just need that music person. So we're going to be praying about that. I want you to pray about that. I really do. So this right here will help us go to another level, do those things. Ashley's done great. In the meantime, they'll continue to do what they're doing here. But that those beautiful blooms are being pruned. And here's two things. Healthy things grow. We've all heard that, right? But also healthy things reproduce. When you cut the bloom or the fruit, it falls down to the ground. It looks like it's dying out, but then what happens? It brings forth new growth, a new plant, a new tree. That's where we're at this morning. That's why I wanted to preach on pruning. Sometimes pruning takes someone away from us and sends them back home. And we heard that this morning, too, that someone is leaving us and going home. And so those things happen. So what I want to do this morning is I want us to think about, am I producing fruit for God? I want you to think about that. The second, I want to challenge you to pray today for Phil and Ashley on this endeavor. And number three is, if your life isn't right with the Lord, and you know that He's been pruning you, you know He's been working on you, I'm just going to ask you that you take care of that business today, because you got to quit trying to be the boss and let Him be boss. I keep saying that because there's a reason. I just feel that in the spirit that somebody's just fighting the Lord today. Maybe more than just one. But if you're fighting the Lord today, stop. You don't get far. You won't get far. They never do. We never do. Fathers, we get ready to take this moment. We get ready to take this moment, Lord, to go into a prayer time. I pray, Father, Your will would be done in each person's life. In Christ's name, amen. Let's go ahead and stand.